Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. We'll talk to
old people.
It would make us shine.
Got a bit of a bronchitis, so if you bear with me today, we'll get through it. Again, we have 27 minutes to actually be together, so what I'd like for you to do is, our regular, I'd like for you to get a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed for the next 27 minutes. Kind of bear with me with this voice today. I keep going in and out, I know, and I'm doing the best that I can. It's kind of funny because the show is supposed to be, where's my voice? Shh. Speak for me. When I lose my voice, will you speak for me? And I guess the answer is no. I was waiting for my co-host. The other part of that is, will you tell my story? I guess I have to tell my own story. I'm here alone today. It's going to be kind of a short show because of my my little bronchitis, as I'll say. So the other part of that is it says, I said, you know, not any story, just tell my story. And I tell you what, I think I'm just going to have to take it to the place today where I'm going to have to cancel the show. I don't see my co-host and my voice is not here. So, I see she just came on. I tell you what we're going to do is kind of jump in. And as I said, the title of the show today is Where's My Voice? When I can't speak for myself, can you speak for me? Will you tell my story? I am my best champion, and yet you can be my greatest voice. And so today, sounding this way, I'm pushing and pushing, and I'm going to do my best, but I think we're going to make this a short one today. I'm actually going to bring in my co-host now, Lady Kathy Howard. I think she's a little preoccupied as well. Good morning, Lady Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Lady Susie. Sorry, but my cell phone would not let me call out. It was crazy for a second. I had to grab another. I'm doing well. It sounds like you're still hanging on to that little nasty virus that hit you. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I'm still there. Yes, I am. But the show is basically Where's Your Voice? And I titled it today, Speak For Me. When I can't speak or I lose my voice, will you speak for me? Will you tell my story? No, really, will you tell my story? And then I had on that, I am my best champion, and yet you are my greatest voice. So that's what we kind of want to talk today, and it's going to be a short one. Like I said, with what I'm dealing with, it's not really easy for me to continue to talk. And I know you've got a little bit going on yourself. So let's just kind of jump in and speak to that, you know, when you don't have your own voice? Can you trust someone to speak on your behalf and tell your story, to champion where you're not able to? And actually, that's what I'd like to kind of talk about today. It came up last night, so I basically asked everyone if they would join us today and have my co-host to speak for me. So I'm basically going to have to kind of turn it over to you now. I know you got the baby as well. So we're going to only do about a 15-minute show so that I don't strain myself any further.
Yeah, you shouldn't be talking at all, actually. But you know what? When you say speak for me, I'm reminded of the story of Moses and Aaron. And when when God was calling Moses to go out and speak for the people, Moses said, I don't speak well. I stutter. My language, you know, my pronunciation, my vocabulary is not that great. Send Aaron. And he said, you open your mouth and I'll speak for you. And I was so thinking about that today, because sometimes we don't have a voice. We don't have the words to say. We can't enunciate well. Our voice is gone. We can't find it when we want to speak. But God said, open your mouth and I'll speak for you. He just needs a vessel that he can use to speak through. And when we surrender our will to God's will, then his will is effective. And when our voice is silent, it's when he speaks the loudest. And when we ask God to use us to the fullest capacity, that's in any way that he sees fit. So he calls those who are less qualified, and then he just needs a vessel that he can use to work through, and we allow ourselves to surrender everything to him. He said, Moses, I anointed and appointed you, not Aaron. I don't need you to speak. I need you to be obedient. Keep you talking. And a lot of times in life, when we don't know where we are, we don't know where we're going, things don't look so great, things are looking bleak in our lives, we can't speak, we can't.
Right.
But God sends a mouthpiece to speak for us. And I as a child, sometimes children don't always get the chance to, you know, when there's things that are being done to them that they can't speak on or speak about, and their voice is silent. Hey, you know my story, and a lot of people in our listening audience know my story about being abused as a child. Well, I had no voice. I couldn't speak for myself. But I often wondered, what happened to the people who were in my life that saw the change in me and didn't say anything? I was in school. I was 10 years old when I first started getting raped. So I was in school, and my personality changed. Things about me changed. I began to be more silent. And when the teachers and the people that were in my life, family members that knew me and saw the change in me, why didn't somebody speak and say, what's you? Why are you silent? Your personality has changed. You've become withdrawn. What's happening? And so because of that, I became a foster parent. And I said, there will never be another child in my presence that I will not speak for. And I became an advocate in the courts and everywhere for these foster children. Yes. I would fight for them because I knew they didn't have a voice. And because of my childhood, I only got the kids who were sexually molested, abused, or raped. And so I had a struggle there. However, I was their voice, and I told them, I'll speak for you. You don't have to speak. So I went to war for them. I fought for them when they wanted to put them on all kind of medication because of their behavior of acting out. But no one asked the story. You know, the question, what's really going on with you? What's deep down inside you that's causing you to act this way? And so God, he'll send a mouthpiece when you can't speak for yourself.
Right.
Because he'll be that voice. And so this show is so, so on point today because I don't know if you didn't know you was going to have a voice when you did this tag.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all.
But God knew that that you would need to have a voice piece to say. So he does that in every area of our life, if we let him. Even if we do have a voice, sometimes he wants to use our vessel to speak through and not necessarily have our voice to speak through. So when he said,
right.
Moses said, send Aaron, well,
yes.
It's an insult to God. It was almost a slap
right.
in his face. You don't have to speak well. You just open your mouth and be obedient,
yeah.
and I'll speak through you.
Right. Well, you know, the funny thing is I have been, continuing to speak, but it came to a point where I knew that my silence was greater than my voice. When God gave me this yesterday, last night, because I was like, Lord, what is the show going to even be about? I don't have the voice of my own to speak. And that is when he gave me, where is my voice? Speak for me. When I lose my voice, will you speak for me? Will you tell my story? No, really, will you tell my story? And then he said, he gave me, I am my best champion, and yet you are my greatest voice at this time. And then he ended it with, thank you for being my best gift, you. And I tell you, in myself, in my natural being, I'm not that profound that I could have come up with this. But I tell you what, if it had not been for this, I've never experienced this. I'm a singer. I am a radio host. I am a voice. And to be without my voice, to understand now that I had to lean to someone else to be that voice, it was rather scary. It was shocking. And then I didn't see you on when I looked at the board, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to go for it. And what happened, happened.
Yeah.
And it's a blessing to have someone that can speak for you when you can't speak, when you're speaking of children that have been molested, or even for myself, speaking for women that have been first ladies that are divorced and you're pushed back. Thank God I'm in my forefront. Thank God I'm back. And my voice will never be silenced in that area. That's what this show is about. But the other thing is, there comes a time when your voice gives out, and there has to be someone to speak for you that sounds like you, that knows your heart, that knows the heartbeat of what it is that God has for you. I was looking at Donnie McClurkin yesterday, and the issues he just went through with losing both of his parents and his grandmother being in the floor of his house had a stroke. He's battling cancer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I put it on Facebook. And then Fred Hammond, he had an issue in his leg. He couldn't walk. And they both were talking about the fact that even when you are broken and when you are tattered, that God will still find a way to use you. Keep Donnie in prayer, everyone, and also Fred Hammond. And he made the joke. He said, one can't walk and the other can't speak. And I just say that if we could do nothing else, I put it on your Facebook and I'll put it back on there.
Okay.
If you'll take the chair to keep them in prayer, because, as I said, Donnie can't even sing right now. The voice that he had has been quieted, and yet who will stand and be his voice? And I say, who will stand in the gap? Here am I. Here are you. You know, and it's that time. Yes, go ahead.
Well, you know, and I'm also reminded of Cain and Abel. And when Cain killed Abel and buried him, his blood cried out, and
exactly
so loud. And God said, "Where's Aaron?" He said, "I hear a voice crying out in the wilderness."
Aaron. You mean able.
Was crying out from the ground. He couldn't speak.
Right.
But the blood that was in him had anointed. Still cried out loudly. And when we can't find our voice, sometimes we can't speak because of the pain, the heartache of the things that we endure. When there's a hole in our soul, sometimes we can't speak. We're in so much turmoil, so much pain. So all we can do is just moan or cry. But that speaks so loudly to God, because there's a place that we can go that only God can understand what we're really trying to say. And it's those times that God really steps in and he moves the most in our life. You don't have to always speak, because your God will cry out in the wilderness and he'll come looking for you. And in regards to the first ladies, a lot of times we don't have a voice. We can't find our voice, or we don't use our voice because we don't feel comfortable enough to do so. Sit in church in silence and in pain, holding stuff in. And we've talked about this a lot on this show, how we just kind of suck it all in. But internally, we're screaming very loudly, just hoping somebody would hear us. And God hears us. We don't have to always voice what's going on with us, but if we get in that prayer room and we talk to God, then he's going to hear our cry. And we can't share everything. Unfortunately, we're an island amongst ourselves, and so we can't share everything. But internally, it starts to eat on us, and it starts to take away our voice. But those are the times when God hears us as well. And this is the First Ladies Blog Talk Radio Show. We didn't feel like the First Ladies had a voice or a platform to come and voice what was going on with them. So God put it upon your heart to create that. So we become the voice for all First Ladies, because they can't speak for themselves.
Yes. Yep. You know what else I was just thinking about as well? We have Dr. Judith coming back on again this Friday. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to need you to say this part, because I know I'm still at a bit of a whisper. If there's any questions that anyone has, we'd like for you to actually send them to us. We've got a Facebook. We have a Twitter. Twitter us, because that's where it seems like I'm getting the most response. And I can even look at our board, Lady Kathy, and I can see that people are listening. But just as I said now, where's your voice? Yes, we will speak for you. When you lose your voice, we have spoken for you. But there comes a point that you've got to step up to the plate for yourself. We'll tell your story, but you have to tell us the story that we can actually say what you're feeling and what you're thinking. Again, Lady Kathy, we have 11 minutes, so I'm going to let you talk about Friday's show and tell a little bit about Dr. Judith. And we're going to invite out more people and ask them to join us, especially on Friday, to proceed and to lift you up, to just, you know, hold your arms up like it was with Moses. In your time of weakness, there is a voice for you. But you have to speak up, and you got to stand up eventually. We can't carry you like a dead body for now on. You got to raise up. Go ahead, Lady Kathy.
And as you said, we are here as your voice, but you have to do something. We can't come up with everything that, every question that you have. We need you to submit your questions, just like with Moses. When he said, I can't speak, well, send Aaron. God said, open up your mouth and I'll speak for you. So, First Ladies, you must open up your mouth and submit the questions, and we'll speak for you. We will ask the questions if you submit the questions, because there are a lot of questions that are unanswered. We have the experience of being a First Lady for a lot of years. So I haven't ran across really anything that's new. because I was raised also by a first lady, so I haven't ran across anything that's new, but we can't think of everything, and your situation
right.
may be unique to you. So if you open
yes.
up your mouth and submit the questions via First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, Facebook, we have a lot of avenues you can send it in, then we can
right.
ask the questions. We have a professional psychologist. She's a first lady
yes.
as well, which is why she
yes.
was chosen our own personal Dr. Phil, because she comes from all different areas and she knows exactly what we are experiencing. And our shows have been so phenomenal. She's so
yes.
gracious to do this for us without a cost. So she's sacrificing
yes.
her life as well
yes.
to be here for us. And you and the First Ladies to make your life easier, to give you answers to solutions. She's been such a blessing to us. So she'll be here
yes.
on this Friday, the 24th of April, 10 a.m. to 10:30. And that's going to be, what are we, Pacific Standard Time. So Eastern Standard
yes.
Time is 1 o'clock, I think. This
yes.
Friday, April 24th at 10 o'clock, First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and Lady Judith Hilton. She's actually stationed in Chicago, I believe. Is she in Chicago?
Yes, she is. Yes.
Written the book,
yes.
The Faith of a Pastor's Wife. And the book is phenomenal as she talks about being the First Lady and her experiences. And so come on the show, join us, send in your questions. If you don't want to speak personally, we'll be your voice. We'll ask the questions that you want the answers to. So don't be shy in
yes.
sending them in. We will ask the questions. We look forward to seeing
okay.
you on Friday.
Yes. Yes.
10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. She's such a blessing to us.
All right.
And, Lady Susie,
well,
I know you need to rest your voice because in order to be able to speak, for the First Ladies, you have to have a voice yourself.
Hello. True. True.
She's been a perfect angel. I prayed over and asked God to keep her quiet, so she's just sitting right here looking at me. So praise Jesus.
Yes. Well, we're at the end of the show, and I'd like to thank our sponsors. So you're going to have to say it, Hands of Comfort Foundation and also Destined for Glory. And we look forward to being with you on this coming Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Pacific time. And as she said, Eastern Standard, it would be 1 o'clock for you to 1:30. Join us. Have an amazing day. Thank you for being my voice.
Yeah, I love you and thank you. Now rest your voice and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.